Not only did the Gen Z of Nepal overthrow their corrupt government for banning all social media and any forms of expression, they also used Discord to help select the new prime minister until next year's elections. This was Nepal just a couple days ago. There were massive protests going, they were even burning government buildings. After successfully overthrowing their government and burning the building, they put the One Piece flag there, symbolizing their freedom. And I was not kidding when I said that they used Discord to come together, rebuild their communities, and then also vote for a new prime minister. This is just one of the Discord servers that was used to help communicate, organize, and just, you know, fuck shit up in Nepal. Look at that. This one, if you can see that over there, 9,000 people were in this Discord call. Underneath was like 300 plus. There was a bunch of people on multiple Discord servers. As someone in the US, are we taking notes? Because our government is seeming a little corrupt in this very moment. Also, a special shout out to the guy that was there in Nepal just vacationing and stumbled upon their revolution. And I almost forgot, so on Discord, they had a poll of different people that they wanted to be the prime ministers, and they voted on the first woman to run Nepal. I hope she kills it. Show us how to run a country so we can take notes.